From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. The Missouri House Committee investigating Governor Eric Greitens continued its second day of meetings yesterday with a closed session over pornographic photographs, which were submitted as possible evidence by the defense. Marshall Griffin reports.
The photographs show an unidentified woman that Greitens' defense team tried to say was the woman with whom he had an affair. After meeting behind closed doors Wednesday for nearly an hour, committee vice chair Don Phillips says they're not photos of the woman.
She was a woman of slender build. The lady in these pictures is considerably larger, considerably more muscular built, and so forth.
Committee members also resumed reading the woman's deposition into the record, which included graphic questions from Greitens' attorneys about her sexual encounters with him and other personal sex questions. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri judge is weighing whether a secretive nonprofit group that supports Governor Eric Greitens' agenda should have to comply with a subpoena from lawmakers. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham heard arguments yesterday as the Missouri House Committee continued on with its investigation into the governor. Attorney Catherine Hanaway said that the subpoena for the group, called the New Missouri, is outside of the scope of the House investigation because it is a separate entity from Greitens. The attorney for the Missouri House says lawmakers want to get to the bottom of whether there have been any campaign contribution violations involving the governor's campaign in a New Missouri. The group is a nonprofit and does not have to disclose donors. A New Missouri has previously run ads supporting Greitens and his policy goals. And a U.S. Department of Justice audit has found a potential conflict of interest totaling $2.7 million in a grant awarded by the Missouri Public Safety Department. The grant went to the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys and was the largest amount awarded by the Department of Public Safety in 2017. The grant is a concern because Stephen Sokolov, a previous board member for the association, was influential in the agency's decision to award the money. Despite reviewers' determination that the association's application did not meet state and federal requirements, the Public Safety Department still awarded the grant. Sokolov says he wasn't on the association's board when the money was awarded, although he did previously serve on the board. Columbia is looking for more input for its community policing plan, the Columbia Missourian reports. The first of seven scheduled meetings was held yesterday as a way for the police department to sit down and talk with the public about the program and other issues in Columbia. The program is a collaboration between the police and the community. After all seven meetings are held, the Columbia Police Department and other relevant stakeholders will submit a report to the City Council by the end of August, but the department will still need to confront its struggles with understaffing. The police department is hopeful that among themselves, the community, and the City Council, a plan will be agreed upon, though officials from the police department are worried that they will not have the resources to implement the plan. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.